Willie Jackson's the Māori Development Minister. I guess he would have woken to the news too that Mecca is intending to move parties across to Te Pāti Māori. Well, that's a bit across the net all through the night. Thanks for your time, Willie. Tēnā koe.
Mōrena, Dale.
Mōrena. Uncomfortable for you to comment about because it hasn't been confirmed, or are you okay to have a yarn about it?
Yeah. Where are you going, huh? What do you want to know?
Well, is it true?
Apparently, got the news like everyone else yesterday. I feel very sad, very disappointed. You know, she's been, JT and them all announcing it at 10 o'clock, apparently. I've just been thinking about it, you know, it's been hard because I heard the stuff yesterday. And disappointing thing for me, I suppose, is not getting in touch, you know, just making no contact, which I'm disappointed about because, you know, a couple of us we have been pretty close to her. And, the other side of it is she must have her reasons. So we'll hear all that soon. So, you know, I know the whānau well. Her mother went to school with my mother. You know, they were at St. They were at Hokarereke, you know. And we have all these links, hey, and you think about these things. And I think about the times we went through together. And just disappointed she didn't. One, she should have made contact with the Prime Minister, which she didn't. And no contact with some of us. So, and that's the sad and disappointing part of it, but at the same time, I don't want to wish her any ill will. You know, she's a good person, good, she's been a bloody good MP, eh?
You're being very charitable. She's a traitor. Come on, now, come on. Throw it out. Throw it out as you really think it. Willie Jackson?
Well, I am.
Okay. Hey, on a more serious note, you're the campaign manager for the Māori seat, so... And I know how seriously you take that role, strategising about how we can maintain representation through those seats. And Iki Roa Rāwhiti is a proud taonga in the Māori seats of Parliament. So in that sense, you'd have reason to be disappointed, eh?
Let's be clear on this. I just got a message from Helen Clark, you know. And some of our crew, you know. Yesterday, Parekura was buried 10 years. Incredible, really. 10 years to the day yesterday that Parekura has been buried. You know, buried yesterday, 10 years ago. So it's almost ironic. So, you know, it's been a Labour seat. It's been Parekura's seat. And that's the sad part about this, you know. But that's politics, you know. And I've been through a lot of most things in politics, I suppose, Dale, that most people haven't been through. So, you've got to roll with it, and it's about timing. Good luck to her. You know, there's no blame. I don't blame the Māori Party or anything. You know, she must have got. Again, it's hard because they're not announcing till 10. But for me, as the chair, co-chair for Māori Caucus, and her and I were co-chairs, Dale, you know, together. Mayor Willow and myself now, so we went through a lot together. I was with her, you know, when she lost her ministerial role and then she came back. But I don't actually know the reasons why she's doing it because there's been no cordial with us. So we'll find out at 10 o'clock. But, you know, I don't have any ill will to her because she's a whanaunga and everything else. So I just wish her all the best.